Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is episode, I think, 76. But hey, let's do some quick house cleaning. Real quick, the Squire program, November 4th, Holly Ridge, North Carolina. The link's below. Get signed up. If you've got a young man from the ages of 11 to 17 and he has not gone through a rite of passage and you need to build some bridges between father and son, this will be the most memorable event that you two do together. So look into it. You can just DM me on Instagram or hit the link. Also, we've got the Crucible, the 48-hour event for men, starting November 17th. We've got a few spots left for that as well. If you're looking for it to test your mettle, there's a lot of men out there that go, I could do this and I could do that. But the reality is, have you actually been tested? This is going to test you. 48 hours of getting kicked right in the pants. Not to mention, when you leave that 40-hour event, you will have the next 12 months of your life mapped up. Your vision, what your house looks like, what your cars look like, the money that's in your bank account, what your relationship with your wife and what your relationship with your kids look like. That is going to be on paper, ready to execute when you leave. And then, since I got my man, the CEO of Core Medical, Sydney Gordon, we have actually something coming up in the end of February, beginning of March, right?
We sure do. We have the third annual Military Appreciation Weekend, once again at my home in South Carolina. It was a huge hit last year. We had
such a dope event.
It really is amazing. And out of the 208 people that were there last year, 170 have already RSVP'd.
No kidding.
Yep. So we're cutting off this year at 300. We want to be able to talk to everybody and see where they're at and have them involved. You know, once again, we'll be doing fishing. We'll have MMA. We'll have some hand-to-hand combat. We'll have a bleed stop blunt trauma course from Drew. We'll have Nemo Arms there again this year. Christensen, some tactical handgun shooting, long range, we'll do some coyote hunting. And this year, I'm really excited about what Nick's going to be doing there.
Do a little crucible demo.
So what's going to happen is, if you guys sign up, we're only going to allow 25 people to do it.
Or, I think you said something, 2025.
25 people. And you guys are going to get a taste of what it was like for Nick to achieve what he achieved in the beginning stages of the military.
The early years
of the military. And, you know, I like to feel like I can suffer. I put myself through quite a bit. I do a lot of things I don't want to do. As you guys know, I spend a lot of time in the woods, but it will be really fun to see, because people are taking bets on it if I can hang on this one for 3 hours. So we'll be there.
Are they talking you into jumping?
No. I said I'd do it, and everyone's like, oh, come on, man, you're old. Like, I'll be up with Brandon at dinner, and someone will be like, and you know, some dickhead will be there. He's like, Sid, you're not fighting. You're going to get beat up. You're old, you know? But so I'm going to prove that I still got it in me. My brother-in-law is going to be there again, John Bernthal. He's going to definitely jump on board with that. I'm sure he'll kick ass because he's a stud, but we'll see how I do compared to the balance of the bunch. And we'll have some archery there too again this year, which is going to be awesome. And just some great speakers and some one-on-one time with the ambassadors that we have. So I'm super excited about it.
What's interesting about last time is everybody kind of came away with the same kind of feeling they were talking about. It's almost like a family reunion.
Reunion, yeah.
Yeah, it really does feel like a big family reunion.
Yeah, it's super cool. Like, you know, we're going to be asking about three people to do some podcasts with Nick and Mel as well this year. So you guys all get a chance to give us feedback on the previous year and this year like you did last year, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, our film crew will be there. We have some real special guests this year, some amazing speakers as usual, and I really hope to see them all.
So let's rewind a little bit, and I kind of have an idea, but what was the driving cause for you to get those people together and want to do that kind of event?
So as most people are aware, I have a passion for supporting the military. I see now that I've become close and my closest friends are in the military, I see the lack of support that's provided while they're in the field and active duty, but I see more of a major lack when they leave the community.
Yeah.
And I tried to fill in some holes, and with this event, we'll be raising money for the CORE Foundation, which pays for vets that can't afford hormones, which is actually suicide prevention, as we all know.
Yep.
And then,
but for a limited time, not forever.
Forever, exactly.
Fuckers. You, we're giving you a leg up to get your house in order.
Well, so for the 23 people we paid for last year, 19 this year didn't even need it. So we paid for 23 people to get all their meds done for 12 months, basic TRT. And by the end of that 12 months, those people were all
earning,
productive, mindset changed, which is like unbelievable.
I try to explain it to people, man. I'm like there's
find the money.
there's no world in which I would be doing the level of output and the level of success that I have with my businesses, with my relationship, my wife, my kids, my partners, if I wasn't.
Well, interesting thing there, Nick, is like, so I don't really have anyone in my direct life that I do business with that isn't on HRT, right? But I see other relationships with partners that aren't on the program, right? And for me, it's like, damn, I accomplished like three times the amount of them in the last 48 hours. Mm-hmm. And my communication's better, my cognizance is better, my delivery's better, my appearance, other than my shaved head, I didn't lose a bet.
For tactical reasons.
Yeah, it was tactical reasons. is better. You know, I walk into a room with other people that are the same age as me, and they take me really serious because they know I take myself serious.
Yeah.
And those are all components of being on hormone replacement therapy. And I mean, for you, we could add a picture here like you have, but your before and after is like ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And it's not even the physical part of it. It's like the mental part of it. You've gotten really in depth with me, and I know you're going to do that more in depth with our brand video that we're doing this week. But like, you were pretty close to probably ending it at some point. Yeah. I feel like, and now that's probably.
I didn't even know the reasons why. This was years and years ago, but I didn't even know the reasons why until I realized that it was a hormone thing.
Yeah, and that's the hard thing at the VA. Like, they're doing everything but addressing the issue. They're putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound, and they're making the bullet wound even worse than what it really is.
So I'm glad you brought that up. So one of the things that, can you explain from your experience? I mean, we're just going right into it, but. This thing where these practitioners, and it's not just the VA, it's normal GPs as well, normal general practitioners that are giving a low dose of testosterone and then riding it every 2 to 3 weeks.
So
what's happening there, and why is that bad?
So the first step, which we're going to get into in more depth, I'm sure, after this aggressively, is the blood work to start is not equipped to even be going on.
It's like hormone. 5 cents.
It's CBC comp metabolic, your free and total test. Most of the time, not estrogen. But the problem there is that, number one, the biggest issue that I'm seeing now is that the doctor, whether it be at the VA or a GP or, you know, whatever it may be, is putting someone on TRT, right? And as soon as their cholesterol increases like 4 or 5 points, they rip them off of it.
Yeah.
Right? Which is like the worst thing that they can do, because you can put them on omega-3 CoQ10. Most of the time, the difference in stabilizing that small spike is taken care of by a daily vitamin. Also, when a body starts to absorb testosterone for the first time, they're going to get different changes within their CBC and comp metabolic panel, but a lot of times those level out. And then we have to look at their food intake.
But their pathway's bigger.
And their pathway's bigger, exactly. Right. But we're looking at a massive array of blood work. We're looking at anything that could go wrong. If your cholesterol is high, we're going to address that prior to putting you on testosterone so you can really appreciate and use that testosterone for a long period of time, not take you off, put you on, take you off, put you on. So number one, the real reason why these doctors are prescribing it every 2 weeks is because they're using your insurance. You cannot get good HRT practice whatsoever by using your insurance. It is physically impossible. So forget about it.
Now you'll get it, but
just not right.
Not right.
You cannot get the right protocol. It's impossible unless the doctor is paying out of their own pocket, which I don't know too many doctors that do that, right? Then on top of that, once you go on to the protocol and they do check your estrogen, or they see your luteinizing hormones completely suppressed, which it should be, and they don't know the difference that it should be, because guess what? The bioavailable testosterone is now gone up. Your free testosterone is now gone up, and your luteinizing hormones are saying, okay, I don't need to work as hard anymore, and you're going to come down. Can you still have kids? Yes. Okay? I've had two while being on testosterone. We know a lot of other people.
But Rocco's had like 27 or something.
27 kids, exactly right. And once they see something suppressed and out of the norm, they don't know any better. They're not specialists, right? So what needs to happen there is that you should be staying on the medication, but you should be on an HCG or an enclomiphene. Some people need an estrogen blocker. Some people need a very low dose. Some people may not. There's different things that go into play, but when you're not dealing with a specialist, right? We are not a cookie cutter HRT clinic. So if you come to us and think that we're going to be like the next guy that takes the exact same amount of money, puts you on the same exact protocol, you're 100% wrong.
That shit drives me crazy. Like in the comments, you know, obviously we talk a lot about core in my social media and everything, because I'm a big component for it. It will change and save your life. It literally will. How much does it cost? I don't fucking know. Get your blood work done. Why are these bitches like so scared to have a conversation? Like, get your blood work done. They're like, no, I need to know a cost. I'm like, dude, I don't know what's going on with you.
Exactly. I call it a mental masturbation.
Yes.
That conversation is like mental masturbation. So here's the thing. To be cut and dry, do we have onboarding specialists that will spend 2 hours on the phone with people? Yeah, 100%. But for me, my time is very important.
Same.
And if I'm a patient, I want to get the blood work done, find out what's going on, and then engage and conquer my issue. Without that blood work, we could do nothing.
We can have a great conversation.
We can have
a great podcast on the phone with you and me and this patient.
I'm not asking anybody to not call in and speak to one of the specialists, because they will give you the comfort level that you need to move forward. You know, when they speak to somebody, they're amazing, right? And if you need it, that's fine. No problem. We also have an option of you just to get your blood work done and then go right to a doctor who can analyze everything. And then you go to a coordinator and you have all the pricing lined up. Listen,
finances, but that conversation is so much better once you have the blood work.
It is.
Because now you can talk about all the concerns and the things that you might have, but you have data to go to talk about.
And the crazy part is this, Nick, you know, we have a lot of people now more than ever, because we're onboarding a lot of new patients more than ever, you know, thanks to you and the rest of the team. And we have a larger majority of people that come to us and their overall health is really ugly, and we fix that. And guess what? They're not ready for testosterone.
Right.
So their whole thing is, how much is the test going to cost me? Well, you might not even need it. Ma'am, you might not even need hormones right now. You just might need to analyze your overall health and your actions during the day. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that want to get their blood work done at 26 and their test is like 450. And we're like, hey man, well, what's your overall life look like? And they're drinking, you know, a six pack of beer every day.
Nicotine, dipping, whatever.
Exactly.
Not sleeping, overweight.
Exactly. And for the record, I quit dipping, by the way, everybody. I'm proud of that.
That was a chore.
Yeah, it was a chore. And I was a very angry
human.
What
do you do while you're hunting now?
I chew on my lip. I mean, or I'll find like a stick or something. Yeah. So the beauty of the blood work is it tells the tale, right? It doesn't even tell the entire tale, because we don't chase numbers, right? So
right.
Nick comes aboard and we get an idea of how Nick operates in life. If he's doing other things that aren't helping him in life, like drugs, alcohol, whatever it may be, you know, guess what, man? You know, we're going to be a little bit reluctant to help you in other directions if you can't cut that shit out, right? But if you have a Nick that comes aboard who is a 550 test score at 35, who is training his ass off, he's eating properly, you know what? That changes the dynamic of us prescribing testosterone, because typically we like you under 450.
Yeah.
Right. But if we have somebody who just can't get rid of that visceral fat completely and out of space, it's different for everybody. So our doctors will decide if it's right for you or not. Not my onboarding specialists, not my patient coordinators, our doctors. And we will not throw you to the wolves. Like, we will be there to walk you through the process. And it's important for us to show results. And let me tell you why. Because every person that gets results is a walking billboard for Core Medical Group. Mm-hmm. It's a selfish statement, but it's true. We have right now this year, our referral.
But they need to think about that. They need to think about like, wait a minute. They want me to do good because it's better for their business if I do good.
You know, we are a household name now. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. You know,
no, of course.
I'll tell you something right now. I went to Sorenex, Bert Soren's company, about seven years ago, when he first came aboard. And I was like, geez, these guys are freaking in bed with Eberle Stock, all these major companies. They're all like a house. Everyone wants their equipment, the whole nine yards. And I'm like, wow, that'd be great if we could do that someday, right? And now it's like, it's crazy. I walked in to a grocery store in South Carolina, and a guy walked up to me and goes, are you Sidney Gordon? I said, yeah. He goes, dude, I'm a patient, and I watch your podcast and Nick Kay's all the time. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, it was crazy. I got on a plane.
That's awesome.
I got on a plane the other day, and I sat down with a Core shirt. He's like, are you a patient there? I'm going, no, I'm the CEO. The guy goes to me, holy shit. You know?
Did you do the thing where like you're like, I'm not just the owner.
Yeah.
I'm also a patient.
yeah, exactly. The Just for Men commercial.
Yeah.
But like it's getting really wild. I mean, your podcast with John when you spoke about Core was like super heartfelt and like really brought a lot of patients in. Right. But the thing is that if we didn't have the positive reinforcement that we do from the patients and the results, you wouldn't be able to have that passion.
No.
So that's the type of stuff that we think about. And my whole staff is trained to keep in mind when they're speaking with you.
Yeah.
So it's been amazing.
And I'm like, yeah. And a lot of the other companies out there that are, I don't even, you know, I can say, but they're the ones that make you fill out a little quiz and then they take your money and then they send you.
Yeah. Whatever.
Protocol.
Want. Yeah.
Like that shit is garbage, bro.
It's like black market. I mean, it's pretty much. I mean, the thing is that
number and they're one, big name companies.
There are
big name companies. Yeah,
which would be scary for me because the bigger you get, the more of a target you have on your back.
Yeah,
you know, we have a third party now that basically is former DEA and, you know, the whole nine yards, and they keep a very close eye on us. You know, the bigger you get, the more issues you can have, the more things that an owner has, the more that can be taken away if you get in trouble. And those are the things that we have to keep in mind. That's why we're so by the book. And the growth, we have the right type of patients now. You know, we don't have people even calling in to get on Nantrolone Deconate and Winnie and Anavar. It just doesn't happen because we've made that super clear. We are not the right place for you. And there's plenty of places out there that prescribe, but we're just not the right place for you. And those
we're looking at your overall health,
exactly.
The longevity of your health and your quality of your life.
Take Winstrol for 3 months. Your cholesterol will be shot. I don't care who you are. It's going through the roof. It's going to make it. It's going to be a nightmare. I mean, some of the other stuff that we have put in place, like PPC 157 works really good with TB 500. Like my shoulders are amazing from it. I had major issues with it. Not to say I haven't taken DECA before, but the results were just as good. And it's the thing that we have to think about is that we're not 20 years old anymore, right? Our bodies are not resilient. If we put black market steroids into our body, the results we're getting.
But if someone is, you know, no judgment, if they have done the black market route.
Be honest.
And they come to us, no big deal.
No problem.
No problem.
No problem at all. So what we're going to suggest is that if you're on black market testosterone, typically if you're on HRT from another clinic, and we like to think that it's a brand or a decent generic,
right.
We tell you to come off for about 10 days so we can get a base level from you just to see, to make sure that you weren't given 2 cc's a test and in 10 days your test is still 900, right?
Right.
And we want that baseline. We want you floored out, okay? And then we're basically starting from scratch there, okay?
But not 3 weeks, not 6 months,
no,
10 days.
10 days. If you're on black market testosterone, such as taking Equipoise,
yeah.
Anadrol, Nantrolone, Winstrol.
Shit for horses.
Stuff for horses, right? Those drugs right there, we're going to ask you to take two weeks off. And if you're really honest and you're telling us that you're running 800 milligrams, we're going to be a little bit more strict and make sure that, you know, we get you back to square one. Your cholesterol is in place before we give you any testosterone. But look, what I was going to say is that, like, if you take, there's very bad things going around in the black market world. And I can tell you right now, this might blow everyone's mind. All raw materials for testosterone come from a place called China, okay? Every single kilo of cypionate, sustanon, whatever it might be, comes from China, okay? China now is also the largest producer of what? Fentanyl,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Those same labs that are making testosterone now can make fentanyl. I'm not saying they're putting into the testosterone, but they're minimizing the amount of quality that is going into the raw materials. Therefore, when the drugs come here, I haven't heard or seen a bodybuilder that can find a good batch of testosterone anywhere. It's very difficult.
On the black market.
On the black market, because why, when they can sell 55,000 kilos of fentanyl versus 5 kilos of testosterone, why wouldn't the manufacturer go in that direction? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what's going on. And then it comes here and you're taking a shot of testosterone, but it's Tren, because Tren is the easiest raw to get.
Oh shit.
It's easy. You can make it in your bathtub. It's the easiest shit to get. And the reality of it is that, you know, I don't know if anyone, I'm sure people have taken Tren, but I like to say when you're on Tren, you ain't got no friends, because it's a pretty aggressive drug and taking too much of it is really going to screw you up a lot. So there's a lot to take into consideration. When I was young, the food quality was better.
Yep.
And the black market testosterone was better. I took black market testosterone, right? Now our food quality is worse and the quality of the black market's worse. I've seen some horror stories. A lot of infections.
Yeah, I know you've fixed a lot of people.
A lot. And yeah. And the thing is that the results from a brand testosterone, Pfizer, Watson, Westward, and the results from taking 3 cc's of black market is pretty much the same exact thing. You're probably going to be in a better place because, you know, batch test is thoroughly tested, 200 milligrams in it, it's cipinate, you know. So those are the things you should be
taking.
That's
why you're also very, I don't know if the word is not picky, but particular about your pharmacy.
Super particular. Like, super particular.
Like, audit the shit out of
them. There's pharmacies that I won't do business with because they're doing business with places that I don't like.
Yeah.
And that's a major ripple effect that no one needs. Even if it's an interruption in service of, oh, the DEA's in here and they're auditing all of our shit and I can't get a shipment to a state that pharmacy's in, I'm not doing it, because then guess what? I had to call up Nick and tell Nick, hey, you're not going to get your meds list audits done. Like, stuff like that. You know, it's just not worth
it. It's not worth it.
So we take a lot of time. We take a lot of pride in making sure. I mean, it's the writing's on the wall. I wouldn't have the Nick Kays, the Mel Chanseys, that now can definitely not get in trouble, on board at Core Medical, if I didn't do my homework and make sure that the end result was going to be the best that we could possibly make it.
Yeah. So I want to talk about doing hard things, because you actually put yourself through some crazy shit with hunting, with your hobby. You hobby like it's a profession.
I can't figure out a way to make it a business. So,
so it's a hobby.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
But the amount of effort you put into it's like a business.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into that, I want to really, this shit really pissed. There's two things that really piss me off. One is the guys who call and then they don't even do their labs, or they do their labs and then they don't even get the results.
Yeah, so there's been we're really good on follow-ups. When someone comes in and they you know, you're paying anywhere between $249 and $399 to get your blood work done, okay? And the part that bothers me is that, you know, you're spending money mm-hmm. to better yourself and then you're falling short. And
well, it's like running a race and then you quit right before the finish line.
Exactly.
Like, that's, and I get that they're not on, so they're not operating at the full capacity of which they want to be or where they should be.
Yeah.
So there's contributing factors,
exactly.
But it's like, guys, get across the fuck, like, execute. Everything in your life is all with the execution. That's the first step. Like, finish the freaking race, man.
So some pointers. Number one, we use LabCorp or Blood in a Box if you're at an area that does not have one. If you get to a LabCorp when they first open in 90% of the country, you'll be out of there within 15 minutes, okay? Because those girls know there and those guys know there that if there's backlog, they're there past 5 o'clock.
Dude, I'm in and out in no time.
Quick, yes. Right? So don't make an appointment. Just show up early as hell and walk in the door with the lab and you're in and out of there. It doesn't interrupt your day. A lot of them open at 7 a.m.
Yep.
No excuses, empty stomach.
That's exactly what I do. I show up right at 1 because it's fasted and I hate that shit.
Me too.
7 a.m. I'm in the door.
That blood work comes back. We get it back in 40 to 72 hours in most states. And then when that blood work comes back, you're now in queue to speak with one of Core's 13 practitioners who are all unbelievable. And you're going to get the real answers then. Mm. Okay. That's anywhere between a 20 and a 45 minute consultation. Okay. You then at that point can decide if we're right for you. You've paid for all of it. There's no additional cost after you've had that blood work done. So why not find out what's going on at least? And if you want, now you have that blood work that you got cheaper than anywhere else for the amount of blood work that you got. Because most people are like, oh, I can get over here for $100. Well, guess what, dude? It's one panel. And then you can take that
blood work. When I got my first, because I would get through the VA and then my old doc. When I first got our core blood work, yeah. I'm like, this was years ago.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is all of this?
Yeah, I mean, it's... And the crazy part is, you know, then you take that blood work to another place and the doctors aren't, you know, if I'm certified or they haven't done all their training and they're like, oh shit, what the fuck is going on here?
What is this?
Because I have all this stuff to diagnose, right? And I'm like, oh man, you know. And then, and
is the there, do you know of anybody that's doing the amount of blood work that we do?
Yeah. So there are some places, Synergenics. Fantastic if you can afford $5,000 to walk through the door, right? but they're great, right? Yeah. There's a few specialists that I know, like one-on-one type stuff. Doctors, they're basically the concierge guys that are amazing. you know, there's a few small clinics that it's a doctor, an MP, an MA, and they take pride in it. They're smaller
clinics. They're willing to spend the money.
They're willing to spend, and they're great. But the reality of it is the majority of the people that are out there, like Core Medical, for one thing, it's great because we know we're doing a really good job. For the other thing, we're kind of swimming in the same cesspool, right, as the other companies that have copied
from face value until you get in.
Yeah.
So that's it, and that's going to be another thing. So, of course, in my comments, you guys go like, oh, I did this and no one got back to me.
That's hard.
It's not hard now.
It's hard to hear.
It's hard to hear because I know it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And when I first got that, I'm like, hey, Sid, no one ever called this guy. He's like, no. So now I'm just like, every time I get that message or that comment, I'm like, send me your name and number, get their name and number. And then I go, hey, David, send me a screenshot of how many times you've texted or called this guy.
Yep.
Every time.
Yeah. We put procedures in place because we've had people slide between the cracks and
before. Yeah.
And it makes me crazy. And I'll tell you something now, I'm putting a procedure in place to make sure when someone gets their blood work done, it doesn't slide between the cracks, because what happens is people are waiting 3 months to get their blood work done, and it comes back in when they give it to us. It comes back into queue from the date the blood work was and gets mixed in with all the blood works from back then from LabCorp. So now we have a whole nother. So if Nick got his rec 3 months ago, when that blood work comes back in, it's queuing me back like 3 months, and I get to dig to find it, right? And it's not alerting me that the blood work was done. It's a software glitch with LabCorp. They're a very large company, and I'm not going to change them, so I have to change me, right? And that was an issue. It's no longer an issue. As far as calling people back, once you hit that button to say I'm interested, you're getting a text right away, and our software sends notification to the portion that makes phone calls, and twice the next day that software calls immediately. If you pick up, there's a rep on the other side of the phone.
Yeah.
And it cannot be missed, because I know if I inquire about something and no one gets back to me, they're done right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have 24 hours maybe. And if you call me 3 days later, it's like, all right, bro, like you missed the boat. Like,
yeah,
that impulse buy is over now.
Yeah.
You know? But when you guys do, you know, decide to move forward, and I hope the people that are, you know, feeling the lethargicness and being, you know, and being tired, low energy, you know, that's the first sign, right, Nick? Like, you're just like,
absolutely,
dude, I'm just like dead. You can be in great shape and still feel that way.
Uh-huh.
And just because you look good doesn't mean that you're good. And you guys do call in, you know, take advantage. Be sure to look deeply into your text messages, because they're there.
Every single time, like, you're being really nice. I'm not so nice. Like, dude, check your shit. Because like every single time, and then you know they go on social media like, oh, Core doesn't ever actually call anybody back, blah blah blah. I'm like, motherfucker. And then I send them a, they're like, oh, my bad. I'm like, yeah, you want to go like edit your comment now
and like, apologize,
please, yeah, and
because
apologize.
You might cost us money and,
yeah,
and,
exactly.
And help someone dramatically.
And that's my biggest thing. Every time you know you let your emotions get the better of you and you go spout off. First of all, successful, healthy people don't go on the internet and spout off bullshit. They just, like, if you're pissed
not
off
at somebody. Not unless it's deserved.
If you're pissed off at somebody, you're just, it's like, you're done. Like, I'm not even going to spend my time to comment, to write, to make it the call, like, nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm just moving on to something else. But these guys will go in there and they'll, and I get they're fucked up, so they're not thinking clearly.
Yep.
They're not operating from a healthy
or
place.
Or they're doing something in the evening time that probably isn't helping their overall health.
And it's funny because a lot of these comments come at nighttime then I wake up.
That's the only time that I have any issues with comments, or I'll get these voicemails that are like 15 minutes long. It's like 2:30 in the morning. Like they're watching an infomercial or something.
But then I get with David. I'm like, hey, dude, how many times did you text this guy? And I screenshot it and said like, oh, my bad, bro.
Yeah. The thing is, listen, we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes, but when we make mistakes, think about the ripple effect that's involved in that mistake.
Somebody that really needs that is going to see that.
And be deterred.
Yep. And you might, by not doing that, or by doing that, you could potentially cost somebody their life.
Or end up in a place that puts them in a worse position than they would be, you know?
Right.
We've had multiple situations of patients that have come to us and said, you know, I was going to kill myself before, you know, I met you guys. Multiple. Like, so many, it's scary.
Not even that. Like, that suicide alone, but then on top of that, other things as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the suicide really scares me because, you know, a lot of it is, 90% of it's due to low hormone balance, especially from the operators.
Yeah.
Or, you know, someone who was... Even a medic that wasn't even in direct combat and just saw all these horrible things happen. Even a cook that saw someone in line that they were friends with at Chow and never saw that person again. Like, that's all impactful. And it does put a lot of trauma on your body. Mm-hmm. And that trauma freaking hammers down that testosterone and screws you up badly, and your brain's not connected the same way, and from that suicide comes. And it's, I've told the story, I've had some crazy stories, man. And
personally, as a CEO, which is wild to me that you put yourself in that position, but you've personally had to handle a bunch of those cases.
Yeah,
on your own.
I had three people last year that were suicidal on large amounts of drugs. We legitimately flew someone out there from another business that I have, got them and brought them to a safe place. They're all doing amazing now. All three of them. The guy actually was on the phone with me for like 5 hours one night in Arizona, and he was mixing his VA drugs with his testosterone and was blaming the testosterone. And it was crazy. But now we're friends. We speak once or twice a month, and it's great. But I don't stand in the way of someone else's success from a stupid comment on Instagram. Yeah. It's actually disgusting.
Just message me, guys. If you're coming for me, if you're watching this podcast, you're coming to me, just freaking message me. Like, dude, hey, dude, something's not right. Give me your name, you know, send me your name and number. Bro, it'll be handled that day.
Yep, exactly.
Easy.
Yep, that hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with that, you know, we were talking about the blood work before, and I just want to get back into that for 1 second, Nick. I know this is not my podcast, but
it could be your podcast.
Okay, thanks. So, guys, when you're going to your GP, okay, and you go to a GP the first time, I think at 18 or 17 years old, you have you're a real man's or a real female's general practitioner.
Yeah.
Until you are 30 and you might feel like there's issues somewhere else, or unless you have something go on in your life, which is unfortunate, you are never getting the blood work you deserve. Ever. You're not getting it.
We talked about this in the past, like how much I wish I would have had Core's blood work from the time I was 18,
yep,
every year up until I was in my, you know, 40.
I mean, what happens is this, you have 18 to 30, and if you do come, you know, and get the blood work done, at 30. But during that period of time, there could have been so many small tweaks you could have done to your life to keep that blood work, to not have to kill yourself to get it in a good area when you turn 30.
And like thinking about people that do any sort of combat sports or, you know, any sports whatsoever where you're just having taxing on the body,
football, combat,
you know, military, whatever. If there was ever an incident, maybe you had a hard tackle or something or a car accident, it's a very clear thing to go, oh, this was my blood work at 23. I had this incident, and now look at my blood work at 24.
Yep.
Now I know exactly the cause, and for guys like me and Josh, and like we didn't have any of that. We just had to figure it out on the back end.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of time that needs to be made up. You walk a mile in the woods, you got to walk a mile out.
Yeah.
So getting that blood work done is great. You know, we'll allow anyone at the age of 25 to get their blood work done at CORE, but anybody who's watching this and they want to see our panel and demand it from their GP, just please DM anyone at CORE, whatever you want to do. We will 100% send you that panel and walk in your GP and say, here you go. I'll pay the extra $100 in copay to get it done. And they'll do it.
Yeah.
And the thing is that without doing that, without really understanding your body, you're really selling yourself short. It's amazing to me. Now I know what I really know, and I really, really know it because I take the time to understand it. There are people that are obese that it's not because their parents fed them wrong. It's because they have a genetic issue, and that can be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not getting the blood work done, oh, you're just fat. Your mom and dad feed you wrong.
And you're lazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the thing is when you're born into a family, the gene pool is a serious thing with two obese parents. Guess what, dude? You're already screwed.
Yeah.
Right. But if you decide at a certain point that you said, I'm gonna get my blood work done, I'm gonna train, I'm gonna eat right, you can change that moving forward with your kids. So that's what I really want.
Breaking the cycle.
To touch on it. I mean, listen, 95% of the people that are involved at CORE have broken a cycle.
I've broken more than just medically. I've broken some like mental cycles and some traumas and some things that I've, some core beliefs that I had. And by working with you and working, you know, with CORE and being on everything that we do, it's like my quality of life has
changed dramatically.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, you at the beginning of the podcast, you were talking about, you know, doing hard things and you just got back from another hunt. And so you're 43, 44?
44.
So at 44, you have several successful businesses.
Mm-hmm.
People don't even know like what all you've got going on in behind the scenes. But like you don't have to do hard things.
Mm-mm.
Why do you choose to?
Cause I don't want to let down my coworkers and my peers. Cause if they see me come off the gas, then, you know, maybe they don't stay as motivated. And I like hard things simply because I've always been, pretty competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, my business partner and I have been partners for like 18 years. We've conquered a lot in business and we've done fantastic. I feel like, I haven't checked the box there at all, but I feel like I can get into any business and be really, really good at it. I feel like you can take everything from me tomorrow and I'd be really good at it. Being in the woods and hunting multiple different types of animals is the most technical, hardest thing that I've ever tried to achieve.
But you don't just go like up the road and get in the woods and sit in a stand. No, in your mind, like, why do you think it's important? We talk about this a lot on the podcast. Uh-huh. Why is it important for men to challenge themselves and to push themselves and do things that are really, because we talk while you're like, I'm getting fucking broke off. Like, talk about the one you just did.
Okay. So I was in New Mexico and I get to the cabin with my boy, Brent, who's just on the podcast. One of the best hunters around. Guy's amazing.
Who we just found out that Kip stole his.
So Kip from Under Armour actually came the next weekend. Was hunting with a different outfitter, and that they bumped into in the woods when they were hunting, and killed the same bull elk that Brent was after
for 3 days.
And funny enough, I left the day early because my bow broke. Brent used my guide and his guide, and then killed the bull that I was after. So I'm kind of happy, Kip. Good job. I went to New Mexico and I get there and I walk into the the cabin, and there's like four guys there. And I look at was one guide. He's like 6'3", 220, jacked, and but just that lean, dense muscle. And he's got on ultra marathon shoes. And I'm like, fuck, I hope that's not my guide. Because a guide will push you. That's their job. Their job is to get you in kill range, and then you have to take over on your spot and stalk.
Yeah.
They get you to the animal. They're not shooting the animal for you. They're getting you there, right? And these guides are bonused, just like anyone else in life, on getting a kill, getting, if someone takes a shot and they miss, they still get a small bonus. If they kill, they get even a bigger one. So it turns out I get the guide that does ultra marathons, Navajo Indian.
Cool.
Yeah. So I walk in and I put my cold plunge down and I'm filling it up. I like blocks ice. He comes outside. He goes, bro, you cold plunge? I'm like, he's like, yeah. He's like, I'm Jerome. I'm your guy. I'm like, fuck, I knew it, dude. So he's like, well, at least we can cold plunge together because I do it every day. I was like, cool. So first day, dude, altitude is a real, real big thing coming from Florida to New Mexico. And this dude,
you think?
This dude runs mountains.
Yeah.
Anyone out there that elk hunts, it's almost physically impossible to chase an elk pack uphill on a different knoll to where they can't see you being downwind and beat them up a mountain. We did it twice. The first time I had to maintain, I couldn't even get a shot because I was so out of breath. It was like the first day I was there. And the second time we had a small malfunction. Not my fault in that one, but.
Do you know what the altitude was?
High. Yeah. It was high. It was, we were at in some of the highest peaks in New Mexico.
Northern side of New Mexico?
Yeah. It was brutal. And you adjust over a period of time. So you just need to put your mind at a place where, listen, I'm going to be miserable for the first 3 days. And you sucked it up. But then when that's gone, then you get in that comfort zone. It's super similar about getting into like a cold plunge, being new at it. Go all the way under, come out, get past the first 30 seconds, and you can chill.
You'll be fine.
Exactly.
You're not going to die.
You can do anything for 3 minutes, right? So the reason why, I'm with this guy. He was unbelievable. And, you know, we did 50 miles in 4 days up and down mountains, you know, 1,200 flat. Like, it was just crazy. And, you know, you're getting up at 4, you're hiking all day, you're getting back at 10, you're getting back up at 3, hiking again. It's just, it's crazy. The beautiful part about it is that you get to be really a part of something that most people never get to experience. When I take someone hunting, I can see their interest level. If their interest level is here, I'm trying to get a kill for them.
Yeah.
If their interest level is here, I'm making them experience everything that's amazing out there that will intrigue them enough that isn't even involved in a kill.
Yeah.
Like just like, hey man, I won't tell them this, but I know there's a field over there full of does. There's no kill. There's no bucks to shoot, but let's just go watch them. And they're like, holy shit, and you get to watch how the animal moves, and you see the most amazing sunsets.
Well, there's a lot of weight that comes off because your frequency realigns with the earth, and like you're not worried about your phone and social media and work and people, and you're just...
Where I was, I had to climb to the top of a mountain to get like one bar. My sat phone, I forgot one day, which is great.
We need you to be safe, bro.
and then you get to a point to where you don't even want your phone.
Yeah.
Right. It's like,
I remember the first time that I did that. I did a retreat with veterans and we were a week up in the mountains. No service, zero. And the first day you're like, you're kind of checking. And it's like, what the fuck am I doing? There's like no point if you're. So it just goes in the drawer and you forget about it.
Yeah.
I remember coming down off the mountain and getting in service and then like the ding, 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 ding. And
anxiety kicks in.
Yeah, and anxiety kicks in. I'm like, I wanted to just like flip a bitch and go right back up the mountain. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, that when you know it's a long-term period of time, it's fine. When I get on a plane and there's no Wi-Fi, it's like, oh my God, this is going to be horrible when I land. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a good lesson because when you do that a few times, you realize, you know what? Everything's eventually going to get handled. It's all going to work out.
Yeah.
And removing certain things from your life is part of the suck.
Yeah.
Right? Things that you're used to. You know, we rough it. I mean, you know, when I go to Ohio and PA, I'll sit out during rut in 32-degree weather for 8 to 10 hours and freeze my ass off.
Do you think there's a connection between putting yourself in those kind of environments, and it doesn't have to be hunting, right? Just something. Putting yourself in uncomfortable situations where you're really testing yourself physically and mentally to your overall quality of life.
100%. So number one, when I have something that's really challenging, I prepare for it. And that preparation goes off in multiple directions. So when I have to prepare, when I was preparing for that hunt, I was wearing a Sornex vest. All I had here was these bridges to go over, and I'd walk over those bridges multiple times a day.
I remember I'd call
at 5 o'clock.
Like, I'm doing my
at 5 o'clock in Florida. Yeah. You know, it was brutal, right? And then it was hard. It was real hard. And then when I come across things in business that I think are going to be hard, they're easier because I put my mind to that trauma, that pain.
Your level of
threshold.
Yeah, your threshold of understanding or dealing with stress is so much higher.
Really high. Like, as we all know, I've gone through quite a bit of stress in the last 3 weeks. You know, we had some pretty bad shit happen. And it was really hard on me. I had my first two anxiety attacks in my life. It was brutal, right? But the thing is that I really use the fact of, like, everything's always going to be okay. Like Mel says, he's sitting over here right now. He says, dude, it's you don't have control over this. You have no control over what happens. So what are you going to do? Sit there and mentally abuse yourself, put your brain in jail because of someone else's actions? No, you fight through it. You move on. And, you know, I'm still working on that stuff because I have a lot of passion. And when someone gets in the way of my passion, I get very aggressive.
Yeah.
Just like the rest of the team. Yeah. Right. So it's hard, but it really has helped me grow, like, dramatically doing things that I don't like. You know, one challenge a really good buddy of mine said to me is, if you're out there and you haven't got up at 6 o'clock in the morning and just ran 1 mile, try it. See what happens. See if you can make it. If you can't run 1 mile.
As a man.
I mean, listen, and it doesn't even have to be fast paced. It can be a high paced walk.
Run a mile.
Try to hold a high pace walk for 1 mile. And if you can't do that, man, you might want to reevaluate, because being able to do that might help you in a lot of other directions.
Right.
And he was 100% right. And I've taken that a little bit further. And I mean, a lot of people do, and that's, you know, the story of my life. But, you know, push yourself. Like, sitting there being complacent is not going to help you be a better dad, be a better husband, be a better friend. And those things really have helped me dramatically, you know, especially sitting in the woods in peace and really thinking about my good actions, my bad actions, things like I could do a lot better. So
it's important.
Super important.
So how many aliens did you see while you were hunting?
Never seen an alien, guys. I'm not a big believer in the alien thing, but I was about to tell a story before we started here.
So not alien, it's Bigfoot, right?
So I'm sitting in a tree stand last week in Ohio, and I'm in this like real thick area, and all of a sudden I hear meow. I'm like, what? And I'm in the middle of nowhere. When I tell you, like, Burgesstown, PA, like up in the mountain and like nowhere. There's no houses like within 2 miles, right?
Yeah.
So meow, I'm like, what the fuck is that? Is there a cat here? It's getting louder and louder, and it's pitch dark out. I'm waiting for the freaking sun to come up. And then I hear meow, like super loud. I freaking turn around. There's a fucking house cat behind me in my tree. It climbed up the tree to come check me out. And dude,
where the hell did this cat come from?
I have no idea, but I lost it. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, too bad Mel's not here and he'd adopt it. You know what I mean? Like, it was, he's got this thing for cats now. And it was crazy. So I like tried to like get the cat, couldn't get the cat. And then the crazy part is, I don't think he got him, but like when the sun did come up, I see a coyote go by and I go, oh, might not be that cat's day. So it was crazy, but I didn't see anything that day due to the cat and the coyote.
So no Bigfoots, no aliens.
No Bigfoots, but I did have a cat 30 feet off the ground in a tree with me, which was in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, man, it's been a great ride. I have a lot of gratitude for you, for, you know, your whole team over there. You put a lot of passion into this, and you know, I'll tell you the truth, man. When I first met you, and you can vouch for it, I was real skeptical about bringing on brand ambassadors. You know, Mel just came aboard, and you already know this. I get phone calls every week. Hey, man, I can bring 30, 50 people, 90 people to the company. You guys can both, maybe you can do that, but then guess what? It's over. Your bandwidth, your community's gone. And for you guys to be able to hold such a consistent rate of onboarding patients, I don't know how I would do it. So between like you, Mel, and the other ambassadors, guys, it's been an amazing ride. I'm super grateful for you guys.
Well, wait a minute. Why all this praisals going on over here? I'm crashing the podcast here.
ladies and gentlemen.
Mel Chancy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mel Chancy.
Yeah.
Bro, I feel like super fancy because you just got name dropped on Rogan.
Oh, yeah.
How cool was that, dude?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Terry blew that up, huh?
That was rad, man. Yeah, Terry, did you know that was going
to
happen?
No. I've been so busy. I've been so busy. I didn't talk to Terry for that week. And just because he's been on, and I didn't know he was going on Rogan. And you're going to like this. I was in my pool, and my phone starts blowing up. And I'm seeing pictures of him with the John 3:16 shirt on. And I'm like, wow. I tell my nephew, I go, wow, Terry went on Rogan? He goes, you didn't know? I go, no, I haven't talked to him. So it's blown up. We don't hear the podcast. Well, then at the 2-hour and 30-minute mark, because they went for long, he starts talking to Joe. You know, Joe opens up the door to talk about faith. And he goes, yeah, I seen it change people. The guy right here. And he starts going into the story of how that John 3:16 devotional team started, because he wanted me to read that thing in the morning, because he didn't do it back in the day. So I did. I'm like, you created a job for me. You know, and the funny part it was, Joe was watching when we came around the ring, and then Joe got sidetracked because, you know, he came back and he started talking about a different subject, and then Terry just did the old Hulk Hogan thing. Hang on, I'm not done with the story.
Yeah.
And then went
on. I'm controlling this podcast.
Yeah. So it was great, and it made such awareness to the Boxes of Hope with the John 3:16 devotional team shirts feeding the children. Everybody jumped on buying the shirts, you know, which also caused the fraud on the internet now. Yeah. We're just,
what?
Yeah, so people, which it's mind-blowing to me, and I went and people knew that there was going to be a huge drive, right, for that John 3:16 shirt. And like when I was watching, I was like, shit, man, this could end really good or really bad. They were freaking making fake websites. Get your Mel Chancy original John 3:16
shirt.
What
a bunch of scumbags,
bro.
They're
out there now. There's like 13, 14 of them. So we
just do your own thing, dude.
Well, the problem is they're taking away from starving children.
Right. Yeah.
Like he feeds, I don't know how many kids.
Yeah, 320 something kids just last week with the Firehouse Chapel Boxes of Hope. You know,
so, good question. So, if you want the real John 3:16 shirt, where do you go?
The link below.
Yeah, Chancy Fit.
You can add a link to this, can't you?
Chancy Fitness.
Chancy Fitness.
Chancy Fitness for the ones that $25 go to the kids. That's for the shirt cost. The wristbands, John 3:16 devotional teams, $5. So, all this was a donation.
Yeah.
Mel pays for all the shirts, and all the money goes right to the kids.
Me and my wife pay for the shirts. That's where we tithe to, right? I don't go to a church every Sunday because I'm not home a lot. You know,
you're hosting church every morning.
Yeah, I'm doing it. So, that's where we tithe to. So, we just put out, you know, $1,800, $1,900 to get the shirts. The guy, of course, shirt guy makes the shirts and everything. So, every penny goes. We do the shipping. Me and Mel pay for the shipping. So, that's our tithing to them, right? And then we get good people that come in. $3,000 Sid donated from Core just a week or two ago, just to that. People are coming on saying, Mel, we don't want to buy any shirts, or you know what, give us 3 shirts, but here, we want to donate $1,000.
That's awesome.
We like the cause. So that's amazing because it, you know, it's feeding these children that are less fortunate.
There's
so,
always someone out there capitalizing
of course.
On something they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we got friends. We could probably find addresses, right?
Yeah. I mean, you definitely do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we could find these people.
And, no.
You know?
Well, I mean,
we can't involve Mel. You're out of that game.
I'd have to bring my wife around me because my wife can conceal and carry, right?
So right. She's your body.
She's the weapons. I got to stay close to her.
Little Mel's the bodyguard.
I got to stay close to her, like carry too. Yeah, we got a funny story with me not being able to touch a gun. I say, if you guys see me going into Melissa's purse for a gun, everybody run because something serious is going on.
Right? Everything's gone to shit.
No one's going to care now, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm fearing for my life for sure. Yeah, but... you guys have been amazing, and I have so much gratitude. It's crazy. You're both on a friendship level, helped me get through some hard times, and made the good times even better. So it's been huge, man. We have a big week coming up right now. Real quick before we wrap up, you guys want to just chat real quick about the new brand video coming out?
Yeah.
So we have these two fine gentlemen, Cody Alfred, Jason Redman, Lou Velozzi, Alan Baker and Dennis from Street Cop all coming in to do some brand ambassador strategic partner stuff with Core. These guys are all the reasons why we find our patients and why we get so many referrals. And we're going to be doing some really, really cool video footage. And you guys are also going to get insight of what all these guys are doing outside of Core. Because there's a lot of opportunity for you guys to level up to the next level with using the ambassadors with some of the stuff that they do, as well as some coaching, mental coaching stuff, physical coaching, and also to understand like really why we're all passionate about Core Medical and the other things that we do. And there's going to be a panel of 50 existing patients that are going to be able to ask questions during a Q&A. And then I'm going to be doing a roundtable discussion, and then we're going to have some breakout sessions. So all that footage will be coming out in the beginning of January. It's going to be an amazing brand video. The last brand video the three of us did, five years ago?
I don't know.
Was that the last?
Three years ago.
Was it 4 years ago?
And in the gun shop and then the gym with me.
Yeah. Every bit of 4 years ago.
For sure.
Redcon just opened. How'd that video do? we've probably onboarded.
It's still running. It's still going.
I mean, yeah, you just posted the other day, and it's. Yeah. I mean, if you look at all the levels that it's on, it had to be over 3 million views, right?
Oh, well, yes, for sure.
And the beauty of it is that not even. There was a lot of veteran talk in there, and not even veterans. We're only the only ones that related to it, you know. We all just got so much impact from it, and we've helped so many people.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing. So this one's going to be better, and we're always trying to be better. So this one's going to be better. We have a big team here, and we're really excited. So I want to thank you guys again, and Nick, thanks for having me on. Mel, thanks for crashing the party.
Bombarded. We love you. I heard I couldn't be left out of this crew right here.
I want to see. Well, just Facebook alone is 3.3 million.
Yeah.
Just the Facebook one.
So, guys, if you haven't seen that video and you guys really want to understand what Core was about 4 years ago, compare and contrast. That video is amazing. Yeah. I don't know how we're going to top it, but we're figuring out a way.
Yeah.
We're having a brand new video starting this week, and we'll be filming all weekend long.
It's just a lot of value. Like, you people just don't understand. They see all this stuff, but they don't understand all the intricacies of it behind the scenes. And that video really laid out the story of, you know, my story, Mel's story. And people really resonate when they go, oh, wait a minute. I thought I was just kind of an island to myself and all these issues were my issues. And it's like, no, you're not a special butterfly, dude. Like, we all deal with the same. As men, we typically deal with all the same shit. We just, no one wants to talk about it.
So that's funny. Yesterday, Mel FaceTimes this gentleman from my house. And he said, I was cutting the grass and I watched the podcast with you and Nick Kay in it. Remember?
The guy?
And Dan. He said, yeah. And he said, and you know, I think he spoke to Mike and he was like, Mike, you know, I'm really having a hard time here. Got a lot going on. I'd like to talk to Mel, maybe pray with him, blah, blah, blah. And Mel FaceTimes him. And dude, the guy's like, I was cutting my grass and I remembered seeing that video and that podcast. And I just started feeling like I was down in my luck, not having the same energy, so on and so forth. And sure enough, he called and signed up. It's great that you took the time with him. And it was, the guy was heartfelt as can be, crying. Yeah. He was so happy.
Yeah, he was, and Mikey told us yesterday when I got into town. And so I looked on, you know, when he left that email and I showed, said, I'm like, oh, he just left the email Tuesday. So it wasn't even 24 hours later, you know? And Mikey goes, this guy would love it. He's going through some hard times with his family also. Seen you and Nick Kay, and he said he'd love, you know, a special prayer with you if you FaceTime. He goes, I know I'm asking a lot, but you know, so I go, Mikey, hit me his number. So, we're out running around, you know, being knuckleheads. I go, hit me his number, you know. So we just get back to Sid's house and stuff, and when I FaceTimed him and he didn't answer. Of course I wouldn't answer a FaceTime with him. So I go, hey Dan, hey brother, it's Mel Chansey. Well, he calls me back, you know, and I go, Dan, and I go, this is Sidney, my partner, and he was crying, bro. I just felt it in him. You know, he started crying. He goes, oh, man. And he goes, I'm sorry for crying. I said, brother, don't be sorry, man. I said, how are you over there? So we ended up talking to him for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I cleaned my whole garage.
Yeah, he cleaned his garage. Yeah, I was going to help him. I go, hold on, I'm going to help you clean your garage. Let me just get it.
Hey, brother, you got to stay on the phone with me for another 10 minutes, dude. He's almost done.
So Sid, I got this prayer thing I got to do, too.
Yeah, you know, that takes precedence, you know. So it was cool, man. I got to pray with him after we were done, and I got to tell him how the hormones go and give him, a little brotherly advice. And so, you know, the podcast, the brand videos we do, they go such a long way.
Yeah, so ones that are, if you're interested, it's on YouTube. You can go to Why Veterans Need Testosterone Therapy. And no, we don't only help veterans, but that was the title for my video. Anyways, it explains the whole story and all of us and kind of what happened there,
and we'll have another real good one to go along with that one here shortly. And guys, thanks again.
Love you. Love you.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, hey, the link's below. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Drop us a comment. If you have any questions for Core or myself, you can drop them in the comments below. And then, you know the deal, dude. Screenshot this. Share this on social media. Tag all three of us. Tag Core Medical. We'll share that out because the message needs to get out there because somebody out there, one of your friends is probably needs some help. And you are not doing a service by not sharing.
Last
tag, yeah, tag special guest, Mel Chancy.
The last thing is announcement wise for your podcast and mine, Military Appreciation Weekend dates are rolled out. If you are interested in coming to that event, it's very inexpensive. We cover almost all the cost. Yeah. We will be posting in 2 weeks for that event. There will only be 120 spots left because 130 spots because of the amount of people that RSVP from the previous year. Guys, please come. If you're not a patient, you can come anyways. No problem. You get to check it out.
Yeah.
A good feel for Core and the family. And we appreciate you.
So. All right. Hey, guys, you know the deal. Never quit, never surrender, always forward. We'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.